Relax Weekendeillä.
You have a gig in an hour here in a weekend festival. Do you get nervous still?
For every show I get like a little bit nervous, but as soon as I start I get excited and it turns into adrenaline.
Okay, how do you relax before gigs?
I do not.
You do not like calm your nerves anyway. You just like get pumped up.
I just chill. Like I like to spend like time with friends and with my team, like, or looking at the crowd or doing interviews.
This is your third time in Finland. Do you have any memories from Finland?
I love it. This show last year and the year before, just the energy from the crowd and how hyped they are. I love Finland. I'm very excited for the show.
Is there like differences between audiences? You know, like Spanish crowd is crazy, Finnish crowd is like this, you know?
For me, every show is different. Every show is unique and every every show is different. I love playing club show. I love playing like an intimate show. I love playing like at a big festival with like crazy fireworks, beautiful stage. And I love doing shows in general. But for me, the Finnish crowd is definitely one of the best crowds, like energetic wise.
You don't have like, you don't prefer something like not the intimate club or the festival. Which one is your favorite?
I can't choose. It's hard question.
Yesterday you were in Weekend Baltic in Pärnu, and now you're here. And today after this gig you go to Sweden. How was yesterday in Weekend Baltic?
Yesterday was amazing for me. It was really, really, really cool. And at one point it even started raining. And first I was a little bit worried about the rain, and then it made it even lift to a next level because the crowd was just going crazy. It was really, really cool. And now we're doing Finland, and tonight we're doing a show in Stockholm. Tomorrow we're doing Romania, so it's very crazy, crazy summer.
Do you get mixed up? We had Steve Aoki here yesterday, and he said that it gets mixed up with cities and countries. Do you ever get that? You don't know where you are?
I will always know where I am, but sometimes I just need to be reminded of it.
You are now in Helsinki, Martin.
Great, thank you.
About 3 years ago, Animals came and it became a huge hit, and suddenly everybody knew Martin Garrix. Looking up to those times now, what has changed in these 3 years?
Everything in my life. For me, it's been super crazy, just like how everything is going, how everything I do is suddenly on the internet. But it's fun. I get to make people happy. We're doing what makes me happy. I get to travel the world. Like, I get to see all these beautiful places. And I know, it's just very crazy.
You've done huge gigs. You travel around the world, and you've been closing out main stages in different festivals around the world this summer. What has been the greatest stage?
The greatest stage? I have a lot of stages which I think are beautiful, but one of the craziest stages I've ever played on this summer was Alpha Future in Russia. And I think they spent like 8 million or something on just the stage. It was crazy. But yeah, I think that one was definitely the craziest stage of this summer.
And besides festivals and gigs and traveling, performing around the world, you're also a resident DJ in Las Vegas, in Omnia, and in Ibiza at Ushuaia. Is that right? Correct? Ushuaia?
Ushuaia.
Does it feel like a daytime job when you do like gigs night after night in the same place?
It doesn't feel like a job. That's the fun thing about it. I started DJing and making music as a hobby because I like to do it, and I still like to do it every day. So for me, I will never, 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 never even call it a job because it makes me happy. I don't know. It doesn't feel like work to me.
Last week you released a new song with Bebe Rexha. It's called In the Name of Love. What was it like to work with Bebe Rexha?
Amazing. She is so talented and her voice is so, so unique. And I don't know. For me, that song is, I'm really proud of it. It's a little bit new direction for me. And I'm not saying that I'm going to change all my music and I'm not going to do like the hard electronic festival stuff anymore. But I know it was challenging to try something new, to try something different. And the response we've been getting on the song has been amazing. So I'm very, very excited about it.
Yeah, it's a bit softer and more like mellow and
more a real song.
Real song?
No, like more songwriting. It has lyrics, like it has like a verses, chorus, everything. It's different than a club song.
Wasn't Bebe Rexha doing live show with you? How was it like to do with Bebe Rexha in a live audience?
It was amazing. Her voice is so, so amazing. And I brought her out on stage in Chicago last week. And that was a magical moment. It was the end of the show, all the fireworks. And it was very... I had goosebumps myself.
I have to ask also about your friend Justin Bieber. There's rumors about that you're making music with him also. What's that about?
We're just having fun making music. But there's not a... Like every interview is asking me this question because no problem. But for me, Justin and I we're good friends and we bounce back and forth with ideas. But there's no actual song, no actual release date. So I don't want to hype things up which aren't there yet. But there's definitely in the coming few years going to be a Garrix and Bieber song.
Wow, can't wait. We have to ask, because we talked about this yesterday also with our guests. You travel a lot, so you have time waiting for gigs and you wait for the, transportation and everything. Do you play Pokemon Go?
Yes, I did. And then somehow it locked me out and I didn't remember my login thing anymore and I lost all my Pokemons, so I was pretty upset.
Oh no, which level you were?
Sorry?
Which level you were?
I wasn't that high. I don't even know from top of my head. But
okay. I don't know because I don't play. So I'm just I'm just looking at this Pokemon Go hype everywhere and I'm confused about it.
It's great. It's great. If you want to go out, walk around, get some exercising done, you should totally do Pokemon Go.
Okay. Thank you so much, Martin Garrix. This was fun.
Yle X Weekendeillä.